T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Battle of the Tigers tomorrow. LSU battling the Auburn Tigers in Death Valley. Wall-to-wall LSU football kicks off at 10 a.m. with Herb Tyler and Christian Garrick. Herb, of course, one of LSU's all-time leading quarterbacks. It's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show. You can go out and tailgate with them on the LSU's campus in front of the ticket office on North Stadium Drive, or call in from your tailgate party. Then at 12:30, it's LSU official pregame show with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, and color analyst Doug Morrow. 2:30 kickoff, the Tigers versus the Bulldogs, right here on Tiger Radio tomorrow on WWL. And remember, you can stream LSU play-by-play free on WWL.com and the Radio.com app. With no further ado, we welcome in Mr. Herb Tyler. Hey, Herb, how you?
I am great, Tommy. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I am well, thank you. Now, you and I have had conversations before about, for whatever reason, this LSU-Auburn game, it always has some kind of weird side story.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember playing in the same game, but we was actually at Auburn, and I want to say it was 1997, and one of their old field houses was burning to the ground.
You were in that game? Like
it was crazy. It was a scene out of just like a movie, man. It was amazing. What's weird about it, I had no idea that this was going on during the game.
You couldn't see it?
No, I paid no attention to it.
I got you. Well, that's good.
Yeah, and then we won the game. And then the reporter asked me, said, what did you think about the fire? I'm like, what fire? Yeah, we lit a fire on ourselves on the field, and we beat Auburn. That's what we thought.
That's the only fire you were concerned with, huh, Herb?
Exactly, because I was in the fire. That defense with Auburn was pretty good, man.
I don't work for the fire department. I'm a quarterback. I'm trying to do my job, for God's sake. Just let me.
Exactly. There you go.
All right, so looking at we're going to look at some of the SEC as well, the rest of the SEC.
Yep.
But let's start with LSU-Auburn. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Will LSU beat Auburn as it stands now? 80% are saying yes, 20% are saying no. We'll update you as the morning goes on with that. What does Herb Tyler think? That's what I want to know.
I think that LSU will beat Auburn because I'm a Tiger through and through, purple and gold. Mm-hmm. But looking at it from the outside, looking in, LSU has a better team. We can run the ball as well as throw the ball. We can also play really good special teams, which we've proved in the past. And then our defense is starting to rise. The one thing that I will say about Auburn, they have a really strong run game, and the guys that they're utilizing in that particular fashion of the team, and that's something that we have to stop. We have to make tackles. And the one thing, if you listen to our Tiger Tailgate show on Saturday mornings with Christian and myself, you would hear me say that a lot, that the linebackers and the secondary need to make tackles, because those are the guys that, you know, once they get to that particular level of the defense, we've been lacking a little bit on making those tackles. But at the very least, look, Auburn's coming into a hostile environment. I think Bo Nix early in the week said something about, you know, that playing here in Death Valley here at LSU Tiger Stadium is going to be nothing more than playing at you know, when they play Oregon early in the season and when they play at Florida. Well, in both of those games, guess what, Mr. Bo Nix, you didn't play well at all.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. So we got to make sure we as fans who are sitting in the seats are really making it difficult for those guys to hear, make it difficult for those guys to run and execute their game plan. And I think at the end of the day, I think the weather, hopefully the weather is not a factor to where it slows us down with throwing the football. But I do think that we can still run the ball. However, Auburn has one of the best defensive lines in the country. These guys are just real men up front, I'm going to tell you. They remind me of Clemson's defensive line last year.
Wow, we're gonna pick it up here, Herb. That's something to be reckoned with right there. This quarterback's true freshman, and it's kind of mouthy for him to be doing that. If you have any questions or comments for Herb about the LSU game facing the Auburn Tigers, we'd love to hear from you at 260-1870, or you can always text it to 87870. Get a text here, traffic light out at LaPelco and Bell Chase Highway. I drove there this morning. It's dangerous right now. Let's take a look at traffic on WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a rainy Friday morning, which I guess is better than a sunny Monday, right? 100% chance for showers today. If you go to our website at WWL.com, you will find today's Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll. Will LSU beat Auburn? 60% are saying yes. But Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, 40% are saying no. Where's that come from?
That must be a lot of people from Auburn who are saying that. I'm not quite sure what the demographic of that particular poll is. But, I mean, I don't see a lot of people here in Louisiana saying that LSU's going to lose.
But that guy running his mouth, Bo Nix, that's a true freshman, right?
He is a true freshman. His dad actually played at Auburn in the mid-90s as well. He was pretty good himself. But this guy is a highly touted freshman quarterback out of the Alabama area. And he has the potential to be really good. Here's the funny thing about it. He's played good in spurts, and he's played good enough to get those guys to a 6-1 record, right, with one loss, and that one loss was at Florida when Florida was still undefeated at the time and considered one of the best teams in the country, which they still are, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Nix actually has been playing okay as a true freshman. It's very difficult to come into the SEC and go 6-1 with the schedule that they have. They came out of the gates and they played Oregon with Justin Herbert, who's arguably one of the top quarterbacks in the country. And he didn't play great the entire game. He played really bad, actually, the first three quarters, but the fourth quarter played awesome. And he was able to pull out a win. So you got to give the kids some kudos. But at the end of the day, we have to be smart enough, and we have to be scheme enough to confuse him, and then we also have to get to him, and so we can create some confusion physically for him, so he doesn't see it, and so he gets rattled and throws the ball wherever, so we can continue to get some turnovers and things of that nature.
Do you think he really has any idea what he's in for at Tiger Stadium?
I don't think so. Now the bad part is, if this was a night game, he really wouldn't have a clue of what's
right.
going on. It's a day game. It's going to be a 2:30 game. And like I said before, the weather's going to be a little bit different than what we want. But at the end of the day, he doesn't know what he's going to be running. So it's going to be a buzzsaw. I think the stadium is still going to be rocking, even at 2:30 in the afternoon, solely because of the language that he used initially in the week. And then our Tiger fans, look, we are in a great, great position right now. We've got Auburn this weekend, and then we end up going to the off week, and then we play Alabama, and then Ole Miss, and then Arkansas, and then Texas A&M. Essentially, if we beat Auburn and Alabama, this team can really have a true chance of going undefeated and going on to the SEC championship. The one thing that scares me, once again, is the fact that we got to play Texas A&M. Because apparently it doesn't matter how many points we score against Texas A&M, they still can score one or two more than us, as they proved last season with a 74-72 victory at Texas A&M. So, ideally we can go undefeated throughout the remaining of this season if we can get through Auburn tomorrow and then Alabama in 2 weeks.
Herb, a pleasure as always. We'll listen for you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Christian Garrick and Herb Tyler, one of LSU's all-time leading quarterbacks, for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. It kicks off many hours of Tiger coverage here. Thank you, Herb. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Tommy. Have a great one yourself, brother. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.